Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
My goodness, we're back for another caravan of garbage. Are you glad, Mason, that they delayed Mortal Kombat 1 week so we could come around to Mortal Kombat, this one, Legacy?
Kind of. I'm kind of glad. I'd never watched the full thing of this, the full clip, if you will, of web series.
So I can say that again because I spoke
oh
over
my
you.
God, James. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, because I hadn't seen the full series of this, the full clip, if you will.
Mm.
And, it's not good. But I'm glad it's ruined my fond memory of watching the first couple of episodes of this.
See, I did quite enjoy it, but like you, I'd only apparently seen the first season, because the second season, I'm like, this is wildly different from the stuff that, not wildly different, this is somewhat different than the stuff that came before.
And before you think that perhaps we've gone to some extraordinary lengths to watch two seasons of this show, it is a web series and each episode's like 10 minutes long.
Exactly.
The whole thing was like 2.5 hours. So.
Well, I also watched the bonus featurette stuff, so chuck on another 16, 17 minutes to that.
Whoa, you've gone above and beyond for this video.
I learned some stuff. Okay, so there's one thing I only want to talk about and I'll let you know when it comes up. Leave a like if you could on this video because... Mortal Kombat, but specifically, the origin of this comes from a project called Mortal Kombat Rebirth. Do you know much about this?
I remember it taking the internet by storm.
Pachow! Here we are! Look out, everybody! It's real Mortal Kombat, but it's real, they
exactly
said.
Exactly, that's what it was. It was a bunch of sort of name stars, like actors, who were in this short film released on the web that was like... It was the characters from Mortal Kombat, but they were in the real world.
What were they doing here? Did they come through a portal of sorts?
No, James. Oh. They'd always been here. They were like the characters from Mortal Kombat, but they were boring.
I didn't think so. I thought it was very interesting.
No, they were actually quite interesting, but it was more, instead of, you know, the character of Reptile being a magical ninja from an outworld land, he was just a man with a skin disease, for example.
And he ate people.
And he ate people, yeah.
And Baraka was a man who'd put a lot of fillers into his face and...
Yes, he was a surgeon, I think, who had accidentally killed a patient, and then he's like, well, if I've killed one patient, I may as well surgically implant blades into my arms and file my teeth down to sharp points and become a mass murderer.
Seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah, but as I understand it, when that came out, there was a lot of confusion about, like, what is this?
What is it for?
Is this a promo for a new Mortal Kombat game? Is it a proof of concept for a movie? I think some of the actors were even interviewed by various outlets, like, what is this? And they're like, I'm not sure, honestly. Jerry Ryan, who plays Sonya in this, apparently she just said... She was doing a favor for a friend. And it doesn't say specifically Kevin Tancharo and the guy who created it. Just a friend.
Full credit to that guy for getting this off the ground because he did that with $7,500.
Whoa!
Which is not a lot of money, especially with some of the names on this. So completely self-funded. And then he took it to Warner Brothers and everybody who owns the Mortal Kombat license, which is a bunch of people and parent companies and whatever. It's moved around a bit. But they essentially went, we love this, but we hate movies, so can you just do a web series? It was also in the era where Mortal Kombat was kind of, not maybe on the out, but the games still did reasonably well, but the movies were long ago in the past. Video game movies in general not doing very well, which is pretty standard stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And this was also in the era where if you pitched something and you went, it could go viral, they were like, we don't know what this means, but we don't want to miss out on it. So we won't do a movie, but we'll do a web series, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think is a fair compromise on something like this. But it does a lot with the budget, but you can really see the limitations, especially when you get episodes like it's mostly people running around in a factory, like sure, Sonya and Jax and Kano.
Or that episode that's all flash animation for some reason.
I did not like that. And I think there's some really interesting choices and really amazing stuff done with the martial arts and the budget, but where they're intercutting with flash animation, I'm like, what are we?
What's interesting what are we doing is here? That I have heard some outcry on the internet for the new Mortal Kombat movie, which isn't out at time of recording because it's only an hour and 50 minutes, I think.
Right.
And a lot of people are saying, well, there's not enough time to put all the lore in. And this is only this is 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And there's so much lore in this.
There's more lore than you can shake an icicle at. You're Sub-Zero in this example.
Oh, you're shaking an icicle, yeah, for okay. sure. Yeah, that's yeah. right. But there's a lot of lore, but where's it go? Nowhere.
Yeah.
This.
Well, this was abruptly cancelled, and I want to get to what would have come after this.
Right.
But even then, I think even in talking about the proposed and seemingly filmed season 3.
Really?
There's a lot of gaps there. And it's also, there's not a lot of continuity even between the first season and the second.
This series keeps bouncing between one set of characters, you know, one location. Sometimes it's set in feudal Japan,
mm-hmm.
and then those characters appear in the modern day. And
yeah,
it's
I don't know.
How did they, I mean, Sub-Zero, Scorpion survived because he was an immortal.
Obviously.
Devil.
Obviously, Mason.
Man. But how did Sub-Zero survive? Is he also immortal?
Is he like his... like a descendant of or whatever.
Who knows?
Who does know?
But it just keeps bouncing between eras. And if you're like, man, I love the appearance of Sonya and Jax. Wonder what's going to happen when they're in the tournament. Nothing, because they're not in season 2.
No, they couldn't
actors
come back for that.
Actors keep switching over.
Yeah.
Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa is Shang Tsung. He makes a return appearance.
My goodness.
But only in the second season. In the first season, Shang Tsung is somebody else.
It's a different guy. Johnny Cage is recast. I actually like quite a lot of the ideas for what they do for the characters, because Johnny Cage in this, in the first series at least, he's trying to revive his career with a Steven Seagal-esque Dog the Bounty Hunter style
reality show, where he beats up criminals who are attempting to steal his DVDs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's an interesting kind of idea for the character like Johnny Cage, because I know people are like, Johnny Cage is cool or whatever, but I've always seen Johnny Cage as kind of pathetic. And I think this kind of... he can beat me up, Mason, don't get me wrong, because he's got magic powers.
He's not real.
this is the real world.
Oh my God, he could, couldn't he? He's out there right now, and I've just said bad things about his web series.
And even if he wasn't, he could come through a portal and beat me up, Mason.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. I also like the Lord Raiden story. Again, recast for the second season, but I also think he can probably take on whatever form. Remember that time in Annihilation where he got a haircut and a vest?
What do I? Yeah.
He can do anything, that guy.
But see, that's also the thing. So in the second season, they're just like, here's your favorite character, Ermac, fighting in the tournament. And like, what was his backstory? We didn't get into season 1, so why do we care?
I like Ermac. I like Kenshi. But I think also, you must have been at the very least impressed with the Scorpion Sub-Zero stuff.
Yeah, kind
of. I also feel like maybe they should have just focused on a couple of characters
mm-hmm.
as opposed to doing like vignettes for a bunch of variations.
Well, yeah.
That's why I think the second season works better, because it's one coherent narrative.
I don't even know if it is. I feel like perhaps this was the era, because this is, you know, a few years post Iron Man and,
yep.
you know, the building of a cinematic universe. And I kind of feel, it feels to me like they went, yeah, we could get 3 or 4 seasons out of this.
Mm.
Why do any kind of satisfying storytelling with a payoff in the first 2 seasons?
Good point. That's a really good point.
These first 2 seasons don't have to be coherent or have satisfying payoffs, because we'll just keep it going forever. And they didn't, so it's just...
This was just around the time of Lost, Mason. You didn't need satisfying conclusions seasons that led into different seasons.
Just more clues and more polar bears.
That's right, exactly, yeah. Oh, I nearly forgot to mention the bit that I saw in the behind-the-scenes stuff, which was worth mentioning. At one point in the Sub-Zero Scorpion fight, you see Sub-Zero just holding like a green stick, and they were going to give him like an ice sword, like a CGI ice sword, and then they went, it's expensive and we can't do it. Just give him, like, make a fake sword on set. Make a rubber one for the day.
Mm-hmm,
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Might give him a Flash animated sword.
That would have been incredible,
right?
That would have been incredible.
Like there's the bit where the Sector and Cyrax are there.
Yeah.
They get turned into robots, and it's like, man, they've beat that other robot. They're going to be incredible in the tournament. Not in the tournament.
They weren't in the tournament.
No.
That's pretty impressive though, considering also, and I think the whole thing needs to be looked through this lens. This is from like 10 years ago. This is on the internet.
It's the first year they ever made movies, I forgot.
That's right. No, but this is on the internet web series, yep. 10 years ago. Stuff like this now exists. It's a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think it's a good thing that stuff like this can now exist. And you could get a fan making something like this.
Mm.
You know, you could do it in After Effects and you could trick somebody famous as a favor to be in it,
right.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? But I think this was an era where, like you mentioned with web series, it was kind of untested and there was a lot of potential here.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of this effort now would have gone into streaming or let's do an anime or for Netflix or whatever.
Yes.
I think that's what it would have become nowadays. Or a Mortal Kombat movie.
Hey, Netflix, can we have $50 million for this? The payoff will be unsatisfying. Have $100 million. Thanks, man.
But no, I think, for example, though, there is interesting things with the characters considering the budget. Like Lord Raiden is in a mental asylum,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and he's like, I'm magic. And they're like, you're not magic. Also, what are you coming to Earth without your magic for?
I remember...
Bring your magic to Earth, Raiden!
Right. I remember enjoying that episode when it came out at the time, but... Watching it now I was an adult then, but a very old adult now. It's that Raiden crashes to Earth at the outskirts of a mental asylum, and the guards at the mental asylum are like, bring him in.
Mm.
They wouldn't be like, seems like a lot of work. Kick him out.
Yeah, well, that's probably
don't make
true.
Us do more work.
No, he was in the white clothes.
Mm.
So they went, this is probably one of ours.
Probably one of ours, yeah.
There was a shift change, nobody noticed.
That's right. Get the ice cream man as well, he's in a white suit.
So yeah,
but that storyline was recycled in a way for Iron Fist
and
season one of Iron Fist
and Thor the same year. Thunder God comes to Earth. I think that's more of a coincidence than anything else. But I also want to talk about how
also Raiden has blue blood.
Yeah,
why's that?
He's a god.
Huh?
Shouldn't have any blood. His blood should be electricity or snakes or something.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think it was maybe Slurpee?
Might have been Slurpee,
might
yeah.
Been Slurpee, yeah,
yeah, yeah. So the Johnny Cage that they get for the second season is Casper Van Diem, which I think is a very interesting choice. And off the back of that, Casper Van Diem himself compared his career trajectory to that of Johnny Cage.
Ah.
You know, because he was this kind of big star in the 90s. And
yeah.
It's not that he's not doing... He was Tarzan in that movie with Tarzan where he fights CGI skeletons at the end. Did you ever see that one?
No.
Tarzan, Mason. He was Tarzan.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was really interesting. And I, you know, that's a good use of that actor with that character. That's a good pairing. But I also appreciate, and maybe this is more for me, one of my favorite Mortal Kombat characters is Kenshi, the blind swordsman.
Also, it's Casper Van Dien. People will...
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Casper Van Diem. Got it.
No,
I
James.
Got it.
No.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
This is in the video. I got it.
Okay, terrific. Great stuff. Yeah. We also got Mark Dacascos.
Yes.
From many things. But most notably, he's Billy or Jimmy Lee.
Yeah, that's right.
From Double Dragon.
He's doing a Double Dragon situation.
He's Jimmy Lee.
Out of those two guys in that movie, which one can do most martial arts?
Not Scott Wolf.
Correct.
Is the answer, I would assume.
That is the answer, yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while, though. Maybe he's like, maybe he's gone all UFC.
He might have gone. Maybe
he's very veiny now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll do that. People get real veiny as they get older. Mm-hmm. They're on that TRT, baby.
That's right.
Here's one thing that I appreciate, and it's probably only me, though this might be other people's favorite character as well. I like the character of Kenshi, the blind swordsman. I like the imagery of that. I guess there's a bit of Daredevil to it. Dan Southworth, who plays the role, he's also an actor and stunt performer and coordinator. He worked on things like Jedi Fallen Order as well. So I think that inclusion and how he goes to get the sword and then he has to fight the guy who's got a lot of souls in him, I think that's all good. And he gets like two episodes for some reason. And I think that's terrific.
Because he was available.
Well, that and like...
And they booked the location, an empty field.
Yeah, sure, but... You could have given it to like a more prominent character. Yep. Do you know what I mean? And I think I've always liked that character and I thought pretty bold choice to make him.
You know, one thing I did like, first of all, I was very confused by the fact that the Sub-Zero and Scorpion flashback sequences were in feudal Japan when I'm pretty sure they're Chinese ninjas. But what I did enjoy about that flashback sequence is we discover where a young Scorpion gets his famous catchphrase because his dad shows up and's like, get over here.
I enjoyed that too.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. That was my favorite bit.
Yeah, do you reckon he locked that away?
Yeah,
good stuff. Yeah,
every time Scorpion throws that spear into somebody and drags him towards him, he just wants some parental love, you know.
Do you think that's why he killed Sub-Zero as well? Because he knows the origin of my
catchphrase. That's just something your dad used to say. Ah, I'm stabbed.
I didn't kill your family either, you dickhead.
God,
it was Quan Chi. He was in the web series also. Yeah. So one of the twists on this also is that Liu Kang switches sides.
That's right.
He'd already won a previous Mortal Kombat tournament where he decapitated, what's his face? The bad guy, Shang Tsung. Maybe that's why they recast him, because he got decapitated. He didn't recognize him. So there you go.
Okay,
You're
cool.
An idiot. And it is Casper Van Dien. I said that. But what it doesn't do, actually one thing it does do is when he's eating the meal, he bites his fork one too many times and you hear him go, kink.
Yeah,
and don't do that. Why are you doing it? But they don't really go all out on characters like, say, a Goro or Motaro. Or the one who's a big tiger, you know, the big tiger man
with
the four arms or whatever.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger Man. And I think that's completely understandable. But I think I would have liked to have seen at least one attempt at somebody like that.
Yeah,
as opposed to just
ninjas. As far as they went is the cyborg ninjas, which I enjoyed. I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, fair
point.
They
certainly looked better than the original versions in the video game.
Yeah, okay.
That, again, are just guys in hockey uniforms.
That is a very true and real thing that you've said. Yeah. I also like how when Johnny Cage is there and he sees Melina and Katana and he's like, they're twins, they were twins, I'd be like, they're just two people, they look nothing alike. I wouldn't even say they're sisters. I would just say they're two people. Maybe they don't even know each other,
right?
Yeah,
maybe they're in the same yoga class. Who knows?
It seems that way, doesn't it? But didn't you find the idea of Liu Kang switching sides interesting at the least?
I mean I guess
yeah. And maybe you would
have. But that implies that I am also aware of the lore of Mortal Kombat going in.
They tell you the lore. There's a dinner table scene where they tell you the lore. Don't you remember?
I think I tuned out.
They have history, Mason.
Ah.
One decapitated the other. And then his girlfriend got fridged. That's his motivation, to do evil karate for 10 years or whatever.
Do we miss any characters? Stryker's there.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I got a vest full of stuff.
Why'd you bring guns to Mortal Kombat? Why wouldn't I, he says.
I don't believe there's any rules against it. Why didn't you bring a gun? Bring a bunch of guns. I wish I'd brought more guns, quite frankly.
Oh, here's something I know you would appreciate. So there's a moment. Well,
Kano's in this.
Yeah.
For a minute, then he's not.
How
and
dare
then he's
he?
Back.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, yes, thank you. He's British.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Right?
Everyone knows he was originally Japanese and then accidentally Australian, and they've just stuck with that. We talked about it.
Something that has been brought to our attention
in
weeks
out.
Prior is that apparently the guy who played Kano in one of the previous Mortal Kombat movies was actually he actually pretended to be Australian for the rest of his career.
Very good.
Very cool, right?
I know somebody who does that. It's me.
Whoa.
It's me, Mason.
Whoa. Where are you from?
That shithole New Zealand.
Whoa.
That's where I'm from, and I hate it. It's a dumb place filled with idiots. That's who I am, though. I got him, Mason.
Nice.
I got him. I infiltrated them,
and
I got him.
Good, yeah. That's really good.
Do you want to talk about season three, though?
And what's the thing that I would like, though, he said?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I forgot. So the thing that you would like, though, it's the guy who he looks like he's going to quit drinking. He looks at the drink.
And then he just keeps
drinking. And then he just keeps drinking. Oh.
See, that's what we're in. That's the freedom of a web series, James. You can subvert all the expectations you like.
Very true. Do you want to talk about the third season, or as it was known, Mortal Kombat Generations?
Oh.
Because instead of picking up directly after season two, when there's going to be a fight between Liu Kang and Mark Dacascos.
Kung Lao.
Yeah, they were going to jump forward, and it was
great.
Going,
another time. Jump that's through. Right. I'm loving it.
And they were going to include a bunch of characters that would appear further on down the line.
How about develop the characters you already have?
There was going
creators to, of Mortal Kombat Legacy.
No, there was going to be Cassie Page.
Oh, Ray, do you mean Cassie Cage?
Yes, I'm nice. Going to say that again. I'm going to fix it in the edit, but this will stay in the extended cut. So
terrific.
People know that we're human. We're just like them.
Just like them.
I'm from New Zealand. I make mistakes. Yeah, there was going to be Cassie Cage.
Oh my God.
That's right. Ray Park was going to show up playing somebody. I didn't write down who, but he was going to be somebody.
Somebody with a big stick, probably.
Here's one. Louis Tan was going to be Kung Jin. Louis Tan, of course, is in the new Mortal Kombat.
Ah.
And he, you might have seen this, but a couple of years back he posted to social media.
I love social media.
I know you do. Where he tweeted, shame this never got released. This was killer. Hashtag Mortal Kombat. Because they filmed a bunch of this, maybe all of it, it turns out. So Jeri Ryan, who couldn't come back for the second season because she'd committed to Body of Proof, apparently was going to return for season three. And there's a bunch of behind-the-scenes images which has been revealed. So Casper Van Dien was there.
Oh.
There's a bunch of stuff that they did make. People involved with this said that they finished it, or at the very least filmed a lot of it. And then 2016, when it was supposed to come out, it just disappeared. But it does exist. It is somewhere out there. Somebody has it.
Oh.
Is it you?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it is me. I just remembered.
I was gonna say, because otherwise I'd be fresh out of ideas.
I've got that season, and I've got all the linking material that makes the rest of the show make sense. I forgot about it. It's behind the couch.
Should we hashtag it to get this released? Warner Brothers has it, technically.
Yeah.
Hashtag release the Snyder Cut, but Mortal Kombat Generations.
Legacy Generations, yes. Legacy Generations.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they will.
No.
Not anytime soon. Not off the back of this movie. But you also mentioned that this isn't readily available the way that it used to be.
Because initially it came out on YouTube, right?
That's
free,
right.
Like one episode at a time.
And the second season, I think, may have dropped all at once. I don't remember because I didn't watch it at the time. But yeah.
But now it's gone.
Yeah, so it was on Machinima.
I mean, it's not really gone.
Nothing's ever really gone, Mason. Nothing's ever really gone.
Tell you what, if you want to watch a version that's got like three different sets of subtitles on it, because it's just been uploaded.
You
can buy the Blu-ray, obviously.
Put as many subtitles or as few as you want on that one. But yeah, Machinima, who used to do a bunch of web series crap and whatever, and also notoriously stole a bunch of YouTubers' money and all those kinds of things.
That's all in their title.
That's what they've got.
Yeah.
That's what Machinima stands for if you jumble up the letters. Actually, if you jumble it up, it just says big pile of bullshit. But they abruptly discontinued their YouTube channels with all their videos set to private, largely due in part to the AT&T acquisition of Otter Media, Rooster Teeth, Fullscreen, and more. Some of those, I think, don't exist anymore also.
Rooster Teeth's still around. They did Transformers...
Something,
War for Cybertron on Netflix, yeah.
That's right, exactly. So, yeah, maybe it's a rights thing, clean slate, I don't know, but it's still on YouTube. You can still watch it if you want to. But my question is to you, Mason.
Yes?
Is this worth watching in your eyes?
I think there's some... I think it's worth watching with one eye.
Okay.
Just
Kano style.
Yeah, just do it Kano style, and by that I mean... watch it while you're like doing the washing or like
Kano's doing?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yes,
he's lasering some grime off his dishes
that's
with the
exactly
other eye.
Right.
Okay.
He's power washing his driveway. with his laser eye is what he's doing. But yeah, I look. I don't. If you if you have no particular desire to watch this, your brain will wander, I think.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. It's interesting to see what they could do in 2011, and some of the action's pretty solid, I think.
I completely agree. I think, you know, this is a wholehearted effort, and especially considering the budget and the time it was made, it's pretty impressive the people involved and what they managed to put together. And yeah, I would like to see a season three of this. I mean, somebody has it somewhere. Oh, it's you. You've got it, don't you?
I'll never give it away.
Why don't you just let me see it at the very least? He's watching on his phone in front of me. He taunts me.
That's right. Oh, my God. This makes so much sense now. Oh, Jax is back. I love Jax. Whoa.
Well, anyways, this has been various Caravan of Garbages across the history of Mortal Kombat.
That's right.
Look, if there's something that you'd like us to cover for Mortal Kombat or anything.
Do you want us to pivot entirely to Mortal Kombat content? There's enough. Content with a K.
Mortal content?
Yes.
Quartal content. It's all K's.
That's exactly right.
What do you think of that?
Corkal content.
What's that?
It's a real corker. Every episode a real corker.
But
with a K.
With a K, of course. Yeah. But of course, if you do want to know what's next week, here's a hint towards that. People might want to see that early also. They might want to go, oh my God, imagine if I could see that early. Guess what? You can. If you go to bigsandwich.co, they go up there early. Ben finishes the edit, then he has a little nap, and he sends it over to me. And then we posted it on their website. Well,
couldn't
Collins
he have sent it
website.
Before the little nap?
No, he has to have his nap, Mason, because there's probably some upload time there as well. So he could probably do it during the upload.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't micromanage Ben. He knows what he's doing. He edited this video. You didn't edit this video.
Could he edit my Mortal Kombat footage that I have?
Will you hand it over to me to give to him?
No.
Then no, he can't.
Wow. Wow. Well, yes, there's limits to his power after all.
But also, there's a bunch of other stuff on there. Aside from early videos, we do bonus podcasts. We do one on clickbait where we just make fun of clickbait stuff, don't
That's
we,
right,
Mason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do a comic book club. We do one where we talk about particular years in pop culture. We do movie commentaries.
That's right.
Check it out if you want to. And we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, which comes out every Monday. This coming episode will, of course, be about the new Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
Will it be good? Will it be Mortal Kombat? One of those things is definitively true at this point.
I mean, according to the big fans, maybe it's not Mortal Kombat.
Oh my
there's
goodness.
Not enough lore in it.
I heard a lot of people complaining that there's no Johnny Cage, but having not seen it, just fucking relax. He'll probably right. show up or he'll be in the next one.
Or he's that guy, the cage fighter guy
yeah.
who becomes Johnny Cage. That's how these things work.
Also, why is your favorite character Johnny Cage?
Right?
What's wrong with you? Come on.
Maybe you modeled your life on him. Maybe you can do the splits and then punch people in the nuts. Maybe that's your party trick.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Right?
Okay, fair. If it's your favorite character, it can only be if you can do that. Otherwise, you have to pick a different character.
Also, if you can do that, why isn't your favorite character the actor Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Great
who
point.
Who can do that?
Mm. You know, we're going to get people now commenting about Van Damme in the first Mortal Kombat game. You know, you've done that now. You know that?
Yeah.
Great. Let's leave.
Okay. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
We know, is what I'm saying. We know about that fact. Sometimes we don't mention all the facts and people mention facts. That we don't mention is what I'm saying.
Can I be real with you, James?
Be real.
I don't know what that fact is.
Really?
What mention the fact? Maybe I do know. Tell me what the fact is.
To be the extended one. Jean-Claude Van Damme was supposed to be Johnny Cage.
Oh, I do know that fact. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Great stuff.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, everybody.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.